With continued protests around North Carolina to respond to police brutality and support the movement for Black Lives, young activists are thinking about how they can move conversation forward in their own community. Maya Nair has the story.
We've been chanting like the four names of people that have been killed by RPD. They're Keith Collins, Akiel Denkins, Sohail Majerad, and Kyron Hinton.
That's Arush Narang. He's a junior at Enloe High School in Raleigh, North Carolina. He'd never been to a protest before this year, but since May, he's been going to marches all over the Triangle. But something he noticed at these protests was there weren't many people who looked like him, young people from the South Asian community. This is something I noticed too when I hit the streets to protest for the Black Lives Matter movement. I could only see a few brown faces. It made me wonder what my community is doing to show up for racial justice.
Honestly, I haven't really seen that many South Asians take action, which I find pretty upsetting. Like, I see you guys going to parties, going to the beach with a large group of friends and getting your nails done, so why have you not been able to protest?
This is my friend Roshni Arun, a 19-year-old sophomore at Appalachian State University. This summer, we went to a BLM protest together in Chapel Hill, but we had to lie to our parents. I didn't ask my parents because I was afraid they'd say no, that they wouldn't understand what protesting really is or why I need to go. Arush is more direct with his parents, but
every day was kind of like a long discussion before we went. Like, I had to do a bunch of stuff to make them let me go.
Every time he left the house to protest, Arush had to negotiate with his parents, which means doing ACT prep every day to be allowed to go.
Bro, my parents are literally, like, you can look at my desk right now. Look, this is what my parents are making me do right now. They're making me do ACT tests during a pandemic, during...
Is that your compromise?
That was my compromise. Like, I would like, take a test before I go to the protest, and they'd be okay with it.
I can totally relate. It's the same with my parents. Schoolwork and academics must always come first. After talking with Arush, though, I realized I had never actually sat down to talk to my parents about why protesting is so important or why the Black Lives Matter movement affects brown people too. So I decided to test it out. One of the first things my mom brought up was a scene from the protest she saw on TV with a young Black woman facing a line of militarized cops.
Like, okay, my daughter is of the same age. What if she's there and that's how the police treats her? And I didn't like it.
I did not expect to hear this from my mom, that as a mother, she feels that what the police are doing isn't right, and she understands why me and my peers feel called to speak out.
But I think the next generation are more vocal about it, and I'm happy about that. The first generation, our generation, is still trying to figure out where they belong, whether they belong here. So they're too busy doing that. So, but I think the next generation, they do feel that they belong here, and they're working towards it to make it home.
I was genuinely surprised to find out my mom appreciates my generation taking action. But I still wanted to figure out why I didn't see South Asians from my parents' generation showing up to support Black lives.
They are more involved and interested in the betterment of their own lot. At the same time, they are more interested in mixing and in the local community. So that doesn't leave them a lot of time to participate in activism.
What my dad is talking about is assimilation, and assimilating into a culture already saturated with anti-Black racism often means my community accepts those same racist ideas. We do this to gain the fake status of a model minority so that we look more safe, thinking that would make us more deserving of the American dream. This was definitely a tough talk to have with my parents, but I learned a lot from this first one. Turns out my parents do understand, to a certain extent, why I go to Black Lives Matter protests and, you know, why it matters, which encourages me to have more discussions about race and injustice with them. Like my friend Roshni, who is using art to start conversations with their parents and neighbors about anti-Black racism. Over the summer, she drew a chalk mural of Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, and Ahmaud Arbery in her parents' driveway. But she had to talk to her parents first.
I mean, I just asked them. I was a little nervous about asking them at first because, like, there is anti-Blackness in the South Asian community.
Roshni says creating art helped her start the conversation. She was inspired by Emery Douglas, an artist from the Black Panther Party. To go with the mural, she made bowling pins that represent cops, but their heads are pigs. With this art, she wanted to show how knocking over pins is not enough. Roshan believes that we need to dismantle the system.
Because when I told my parents about the idea for the pig bowling pins, they were, like, really hesitant. But, because, like, even though they were completely fine with me drawing on the driveway, they asked me, like, when I told them about the pins, they asked me, what about the good cops?
Questions like that are exactly why she created the art piece. To get her parents talking about the nuances of racism. It got her neighbors talking, too. Making change happen doesn't always mean going straight to social media, or grabbing masks and posters and marching down the streets. Activism can start small, in your own community, and especially at home.
I think that we shouldn't overlook the revolutionary potential of our neighbors, family, and friends. And I think that we should start with the circles closest to us.
It can be hard, but these tough conversations are exactly what we need to get the South Asian community to become more aware of what is happening. And it's our job as a younger generation to change how our community as a whole thinks and responds to oppression. For WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute, I'm Maya Nair.